ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। We are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter number 25, The Characteristics of King Puranjana. We know from the previous chapter and the verses that King Prachinbarhishad, or he is also called as Adibar, this king was descendant of the Drumaraj's dynasty and happened to be a Prajapati, ordered to beget and populate the whole world. Being a Prajapati, the symptom is religiously inclined through karmakanda sections, which is so much entangling, but it is a religious duty. He has 10 sons, and somehow by character they were highly developed. They have friendship between each other. These characters are very important in a family, that they follow the elder brother in place of the father. Some character of Vedic lifestyle is to be observed in the family. So, Prachinbarhishad ordered his sons, now you go and become Prajapati. They went to Bindu Sarovar, the place where Lord Shiva is always worshipping. This is the place has a very great significance. There are several places Bindu Sarovar has been termed. One lies in Gujarat, where Kardamuni has a tapasthali. Devahuti was instructed by Kapil Dev, who appeared as his son. It is there. But another Bindu Sarovar is also the place of Lord Shiva, where he was meditating and gave away his place for Lord Guruvayur to come and settle down there. These are the historical status. So Bindu Sarovar has a very big significance. We know about Bindu Sarovar in the third canto, where Kardamuni's, when he was meditating so deeply, and his wife Devahuti, newly married, immediately started engaging in the service of her husband very faithfully. So they didn't have their personal time. That's another character to be observed in Grahastha Ashram. Duty first. So, being a chasteful wife, she ignored everything about herself, and she became emaciated and lost the luster. The hairs became like jata, entangled. And even when Kardamuni woke from his meditation, he could not recognize her. But then he remembered, this should be Devahuti. But then he was surprised to see newly married Devahuti and austere Devahuti. So then he remembered, oh, we never went to honeymoon yet. So, Devahuti, but tell me, how did this thing happen? Did you lack in any Vaishnava seva? Did you rejected anybody? An atithi was not honored? Somebody has cursed that you lost your luster? Devahuti does not reply the reason, because she was so chaste and faithful. Instead, she expresses, now I'm your chaste wife, you should take care of me. No, she doesn't tell that. Rather, she removes the dirt from the toenail. You know, that is the nature of shyness. Then Kardamuni told him, go to Bindu Sarovar. There are residents who will help you and bring your luster back. So she goes there. So Bindu Sarovar is very, very famous with so much spiritual potency, rejuvenation. Lord Shiva meditates on Supreme Personality of Godhead there. Even he goes, enters with his entourage who are ghost goblins. But there is so much description of Bindu Sarovar is there. That is a huge sarovar. Sarovar is like an ocean. But it says sarovar. So Prachetas also go. And at that time, Lord Shiva was coming out. And Lord Shiva became so happy to see these 10 sons of Prachin Parishat. Very pleased. And before they approached, Lord Shiva started addressing him. I know who you are, I know your father, and I know why are you coming also. This is the best approach to become an ideal grahastha, meditate on the Lord, Supreme Personality of God. I was meditating, but in my meditation I compiled Rudra Gita. So I'm giving you, you chant this, it glorifies the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And they said, yes, my dear sir, whatever you do. But meanwhile, they were in Bindu Sarovar. Narad Muni took advantage, took pity on Prachin Parishat. He comes to deliver him from the entanglement of karmakanda. Even the doing welfare for others entangle us. This welfare is bodily welfare. Therefore, we do not want to do any material welfare. This is the first and foremost reason. If it is going to elevate them on the spiritual, then that effort will not be material. So, anyway, Narad Muni is approaching. And Prachin Parishat welcomes him. So today's sloka is Narad Muni is inquiring from Prachin Parishat. Shreyaha Tvam Katamat Rajan Karmana Atmanaha Ihase Dukhanihi Sukha Avaptihi Shreyaha Tat Na Iha Cha Ishyate Shreyastvam Kratamadrajan Karmanatmana Ihase Dukkhani Sukhavaptihi Shreyastanneha Chechyate Shreyastvam Kritamadrajan Karmanatmana Ihase Dukkhahani Sukhavaptihe Shreyastanneha Cheshyate Shreyastvam Kritamadrajan Karmanatmana Ihase Dukkhahani Sukharvapti Shreyastanneha Cheshyate Shreyaha Ultimate Benediction Tvam You Katamat What is that? Rajan O King Karmana By fruitive activities Atmanaha of the soul. Ihate you desire dukkhahanihi disappearance of all distresses. Sukha avapti attainment of all happiness. Shreyaha benediction. Tat that na never Iha, in this connection, cha, and ishyate, is available. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, S. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Narad Muni asked King Prachin Parishat, My dear King, what do you desire to achieve by performing these fruitive activities? The chief aim of life is to get rid of all miseries and enjoy happiness. But these two things cannot be realized by fruitive activities. In this material world, there is a great illusion which covers real intelligence. A man in the mode of passion wants to work very hard to derive some benefit. But he does not know that time will never allow him to enjoy anything permanently. Compared with the work of one expands, the gain is not profitable. Even if it is profitable, it is not without its distresses. If a man is not born rich and he wants to purchase a house, cars, and other material things, he has to work hard day and night for many years in order to possess them. Thus the happiness is not attained without undergoing some distress. Actually, pure happiness cannot be had within this material world. If we wish to enjoy something, we must suffer for something else. On the whole, suffering is the nature of this material world, and whatever enjoyment we are trying to achieve is simply illusion. After all, we have to suffer the miseries of birth, old age, disease, and death. We may discover many fine medicines, but it is not possible to stop sufferings of disease or death. Actually, medicine is not counteracting agent for either disease or death. On the whole, there is no happiness in the material world. But an illusioned person works very hard for a so-called happiness. Indeed, this process of working hard is actually taken for happiness. This is called illusion. Therefore, Narad Muni asked King Prachin Parishat what he desired to attain by performing so many costly sacrifices. Even if one attains a heavenly planet, he cannot avoid the distresses of death, birth, old age, and disease. Some may argue that even devotees have to undergo many distresses in executing austerities and penances connected with devotional service. Of course, For the neophytes, the routine of devotional service may be very painful. But at least they have the hope that they will ultimately be able to avoid all kinds of distresses and achieve highest perfectional stage of happiness. For the common karmis, there is no such hope because even if they are promoted to the higher planetary system, they are not guaranteed freedom from the miseries of birth, old age, disease and death. Even Lord Brahma, who is situated in the highest planetary system, Brahmaloka, has to die. Lord Brahma's birth and death may be different from an ordinary man's, but within this material world he cannot avoid distress of birth, old age, disease and death. If one cannot avoid, if one is at all serious, but attaining liberation from these miseries must be taken to devotional service. This is confirmed by the Lord Himself in Bhagavad Gita, 4th chapter, 9th verse. Janma karma cha me divyam evam yo vetti tattvatah tyaktva deham punarjanma naiti maiti so arjuna. If one who knows the transcendental nature of my appearance and activities does not upon leaving the body take his birth again in the material world, but attains my eternal abode, O Arjuna. Thus, after attaining the full Krishna consciousness, the devotee does not return to this material world after death. He goes back home, back to Godhead. That is the perfect stage of happiness, unblemished by any stress of distresses. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshul Militanyena Tasmai Sri Gurve Namaha. Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Svapadantikam. Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Juta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavauscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakan Vitamscha. He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesh Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastate Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Shri Hari Priya Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Namaha Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare. Shreyastvam katamadrajan karmanaihase dukkhahanihi sukhavaptihi shreyastanneha chechyate. Narad Muni asking Prachin Barhishat, my dear king, what do you desire to achieve by performing these fruitive activities? The chief aim of life is to get rid of all miseries and enjoy happiness. But these two things cannot be realized by fruitive activities. Narad Muni is champion for anyone to be plucked out from the clutches of Maya. Even Vyasadeva was given the same question after dividing one Veda into four, he was not satisfied. So he created a supplementary to the Vedas called Upanishads, 108 Upanishads. Still he was not satisfied. He created the Mahabharata, which was like a Veda itself, because he gradually saw the downgrading of people, that there are sections of the society who will never understand the Vedas. For those who are of lesser category, Mahabharata was created. But then, still he was not satisfied. So Puranas were created. He created 17 Puranas for all the three chief deities, Brahma, Vishnu and Mahesh. And yet he was not satisfied. So Narad Muni came to the rescue. And he asked the same question. What did you do good for the people by doing all these divisions? Vyas means to divide, not to rule. All right? Vyasdev doesn't have a policy of divide and rule. He knows how to divide. That's okay. But not for... the ultimate ruling is Krishna consciousness. All right? So, Narad Muni told that the cause of your despondency is that you have described through the potency of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, because you are an empowered incarnation yourself, but you engage in the activities of the three modes of material nature through the Vedas. The purpose is to come out from. So you should write in your capacity, you should write, because you have done all these literatures, you should write a conclusive literature that simply glorifies the potency of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, by which the ultimate aim of life, which is going back home, back to Godhead, is served. Otherwise, you haven't done anything good. People count, oh, he's a good friend of mine because he always well-wisher of mine. But what is he doing? Is he uplifting me? Is he helping me to grow in spiritual realizations? It's a must for everybody that we should associate with senior devotees. Seniority does not count on the basis of who is older in taking initiations. Who is growing up in actual disciplined way to execute the orders of spiritual master? That is what seniority means. But most of us, we are jealous and we miss the point. We think ourselves greater because now we are initiated. We are done with it. No. Where our miseries, our unhappiness, everything in even in devotional life is being checked because of this not disciplined way to grow that we have adopted. We think we are done with it. I am initiated, that's enough. No. We must look into the discipline itself, which is an education system. If Vyasdev has been chastised and told you are wrong, you haven't done any good welfare for anybody. So the same question is to King Prachin Barhishad. even though they are kingly, very religious people, observing all rules and rituals, but yet if they miss the point, then they have to have a chastisement. So it is not only sarcastic that people, like Narad Muni and Lord Shiva to the Prachetas are instructed. This is very, very instructive to be applied in our life too. Where is our association? For what we are associating? Are we growing from it? Or we are becoming competitive? Or we are degrading ourselves? What kind of association we should prefer? That we have to understand and get approved within our own satisfaction. If we are still materially attracted to power, profit and adoration or position, then it is a sorry deal. So, Narad Muni is telling very straightforward. You were the king and you were supposed to maintain the whole world. But you are not like Ambarish Maharaj. Ambarish Maharaj was a pure devotee. He ruled over the world. Yudhishthir was a pure devotee and he ruled the world. He did the welfare. They may have to engage in karmakanda, but their activities were totally offered as a service to please Lord Krishna. Otherwise, why would Krishna will make them victorious amongst all millions of soldiers of Duryodhana's army? Krishna always thought Yudhishthira is the most qualified person to carry out his orders, not Arjuna. Arjun got the lesson, which is applied to us through Bhagavad Gita. Why Krishna told only to Arjun Bhagavad Gita and not to other Pandavas? Because he was his friend? And that's one qualification. But bhakta, that is, bhakti was throbbing in his heart, but he was not able to express, because he is still in the bodily conception of life. And therefore he was confused. When Krishna tells in Bhagavad Gita, Janma Mrityu Jara Vyadhi Dukkha Dosha Anudarshanam. What is this Anudarshanam means? Darshan you can understand to visualize, but Anudarshanam? Constantly keep on vigilant observation on not only to the root cause but to the remedy which has already been given. And one must look into resolving that. The devotees come to their spiritual masters complaining so many things without having any anudarshan themselves. They bother the spiritual masters. If there is a serious devotee, then he will resolve within himself that this is, the conclusion is given, the remedy is given, so which side should we take? So we should be thoroughly equipped with both the consequences of our actions and how to mitigate them. That is a serious devotee. A progressive devotee is keeping in mind both the things. Otherwise, material engagements are going to create entanglements anyway. Even in the name of so-called devotional service, we are engaged physically, but that will create, Prabhupada says very clearly in the purport, that even in devotional service, we can't tolerate, you know, the stress, the miseries will come. But what do we have to meditate upon then to mitigate those miseries generated by so-called physical work, hard? We become easily despondent. Oh, nobody appreciates me. Oh, I'm so behind that I'm not counting and counted one of within my God brother's ranks. This, that. Some people have utopian ideas. They think he wants to create a popularity around him to win the heart of everybody. Maybe through money or some kind of so-called Krishna conscious projects. So-called means not approved. What's the fun? Krishna consciousness is so simple for the simple, but so complicated for the complicated. And they get entangled and entangled within the ideas by misusing even the minute independence they have, and they create disturbance. They create disturbance. So, ultimate aim is given, and according to reach to that ultimate aim, the remedy, the process has been given, and even in the process, while performing, Prabhupada said it's perfect. The process is so perfect, but we want to add our imperfections in the process, and we want to pollute. Our imperfections are coming from our material desires, our profit, adoration, and distinctions. Even though how subtle they are within our heart, deep down. They are called anarthas. They won't allow you to chant purely. Everything is then surmising. And how do we chant? Are we chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare? Even how inattentively are we chanting? Young children's brain is so much hyperactive that they miss the point of chanting Hare Krishna. As if they are listening. Oh, I'm sharp in listening. Maharaj, I can answer whatever you have spoken, you know, and I can repeat verbatim. But then what? How long it is going to last? You're going to forget it. Look at that. That is called Rajogun. Rajogun is not going to help you. Child reaches to a very uncontrollable age called adolescence. It's filled with Rajogun. They call it, it's a hormonal rush entering into them, and it will make them dance like anything, and they think they are happy. Right? But how long this happiness is going to last? Only up to 25 years. So that age of adolescence is called Gada Pachisi. It's thoughtfully carved out word. First 25 years, you act like an ass. Then you will be beaten up. Then you will keep on moving. How fast you move, not to be beaten up, you know, that's your choice. Who will save you? Who will save you? Krishna? And Krishna can only save you by following his instruction, not otherwise. Of course, it's the ultimate cause. But ultimate cause is coming in the form of instructions. So, the king has duties. It's part of the duty. But if he misses the point that for whose pleasure he has been ordained to perform that duty, given that position, given that power, given that even money, profit. Otherwise, why would pure devotees like Chitraketu, who got educated from Lord Shankarshan himself, and from Vaikuntha, he went along with the four Kumaras and got the instruction, and then sent back to earth to rule over and enjoy. Do you want to enjoy for pleasure of Krishna? Yes, the cowherd boys were enjoying. It's not that Krishna doesn't want you to enjoy, but he wants you to enjoy along with him. Thus, therefore, first you have to make him happy. If you do not make him happy, and you want to enjoy alone, then you are a gone case. So similarly to Radharani. If you want to serve Radharani, then look for her approval and enjoyment. Then and then, she will be allowing you to serve Krishna. So, this is very important to understand that not a single living entity, starting from a little ant to Indragopa. Indragopa is a little creature, but to the Indra means the heavenly king. He has so much to enjoy, so much, but he is also punished when he misses the point. Right? Yastvendra gopa mathavendra mahoshva karma karman bandhanam karma. What is that? Karma nubandhan bhakti. Karmani nirdahati kintu cha bhakti bhajam govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami. Karmanubandha. Anubandhan means they will turn into activities that will generate reactions that is going to bind you. But bhakti bhajam, they will not be bound. So all your activities should turn into devotional service. Don't be so much selfish to enjoy yourself. Even in this age, enjoy along with Krishna. If you say, oh Krishna, it is my playtime, I cannot chant during this time, or I will not be able to offer aarti at home, I have my time. And Krishna will be happy. No. So, even this big king, who has done so many karmakanda sacrifices. You know, to perform a costly sacrifice for the welfare of all prajas, all the subjects, it's also entangling. How can he be free unless and until it is done for the sake of pleasure of Lord Krishna? There's nothing like automatic. Automatic is an opportunity. Opportunity to serve comes automatic in that position. Because previous karma. So that dictate. So if I have attained the human form of life, which is also according to the past karma, now in this human form of life, I have to cultivate Brahma Jigyasa, means my inquisitiveness is ultimately to be reposed on the pleasure of Lord Krishna through devotional service. That is Parabrahma Jigyasa, not only Brahma Jigyasa, Parabrahma Jigyasa. Who is that Supreme Personality of Godhead? So, otherwise, we are not doing any good for anybody, including ourselves. We are not doing any good. If Vyasadeva, the author of Srimad Bhagavatam, before he wrote Bhagavatam, he was chastised. Why this Srimad Bhagavatam becomes so conclusive for the devotees to follow, to understand and to execute in our life. Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. Why? Because that is the real teachings of not only conquering the death, but putting us back in our eternal occupational position, that is called our Swarup Siddhi, or our, what they call, constitutional occupation. We have a constitution position, that we understood, but constitutional occupation? That is, Vyavasaya Atmika Buddhi Eke Kuru Nandana. Only one. Constitutional. Atmika Vyavasaya. Vyavasaya means what? Actually, it is occupation. But here it is that kind of confirmed, realized determination is Vyavasaya Atmika Buddhi. Very discriminatory word is there. It only, sets up the meaning of the ultimate measure. There's nothing beyond to that. And that intelligence, Krishna says, I give that intelligence. Tesham satata yuktanam dadami buddhi yogam tam yena mamupayanti. What is that buddhi yogam? That intelligence. The intelligence by which we can go back home, back to Godhead. So, Narad Muni is expert. Very well expert. You require a big shot to kill a big one, right? The Prachin Parishat will be completely convinced. Just like Narad Muni convinced Vyasadeva to meditate on that Supreme Personality of Godhead and take the permission to... At that time, he realized both Lord Krishna and Maya side by side. Can you see Krishna and Maya side by side? Krishna Surya Sama. Maya hai andhakar. Jahan Krishna tahan nahi Maya radhikar. But Vyasadeva saw both Krishna and Maya side by side. Now which Maya is this? Material nature or Maya, Krishna says, I do not dwell with them. So there is no question of shadow to be found in the material life. You can't say. And Krishna entrusted Mahamaya or material nature that you do. Under my supervision, of course, but you act. You are not independent. You are supposed to carry out the order I have assigned to you. But when Vyasadeva saw Lord Krishna along with Maya side by side, so which Maya he must have realized? Yoga Maya, Radharani. That's why he never forgot Radharani. He included the agency of Radharani, that is the spiritual energy, Haribol. You are very attractive to me. Your mischief is very attractive. So, Krishna is all attractive. When I talk of Krishna, then you should not divert my attraction towards you. You are not Krishna. Don't become jealous of him. All right? So, Krishna and Yogamaya potency, Radharani. Therefore, the whole literature is to be understood through the potency aspect of the personality. Why we chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu could have said Radha Krishna, just like the Nimbarkas are chanting. Radhe Krishna, Radhe Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Radhe Radhe, Radhe Shyam, Radhe Shyam, Shyam Shyam, Radhe Radhe. It's exactly 16 syllables. And they are verbatim chanting the name of the personalities. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave us, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Why Hara? Hara means internal potency of the Lord. Why we don't say Radharani directly? Without the potency of the Lord, which is going to manifest before you, you will not be able to understand the personality. Krishna has multifarious potencies. That is the first reason Haridas Thakur spoke to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu when he was ordered to glorify the efficacy of the holy name. He said, without the potencies of the Lord manifested, we will not be able to prove the existence, the potential, Lord Shri Krishna. Krishna is to be understood through potency. And potencies are manifesting. Krishna cannot be manifested on your desire. Naham prakasha sarvasya yoga maya samavrata. I'm not available to anybody or exposing myself to anybody and everybody. I cover myself through the potency of yoga maya. And therefore in Isha Upanishad it is said, Hiranmayena patrena satyasyapi hitam mukham Tatpushnam apavrunum, apavrunum, tatpushnam. My dear Lord, your face is hidden behind the dazzling effulgence. Please, if you think I'm qualified, then show to me. Personality aspect can only come. We believe on this basis of what do we call the references, Vedic references, a conclusive way, but that belief has to be realized. So, we are given the process to realize. The process is perfect. We may be imperfect, but the process makes us perfect. That is Srila Prabhupada's teachings. He said so humbly, I may not be perfect, but the process I follow is perfect. So develop the faith in the process. Execute it, and you'll be all right. That is the way, the disciplined way. Otherwise, we are misled. If we are let loose to develop on our own, then I think we'll be striking with each other in blind. Obligation is there, but therefore the process is sankirtanam, togetherness, not alone. So this is the instruction of Narada Muni to King Prachir Barhishat, that if we desire to attain something tangible, the ultimate, then we must follow Krishna conscious way. Otherwise, so-called activities we are engaged as IT graduates and after becoming degree holders and engaging in a better way than India, this is all Brahma. Believe it, it is Brahma. You are at the right place and right moment. Things are applicable to us. All right? So, otherwise, what will we gaining? What we will be actually gaining? A temporary gain is not actual gain. Even if one attains a heavenly planet, you want to go to Swargaloka, become Indra, then do mischief. You will be allowed. But then you will be punished too. Yeah, watch out. You are a mischief lover, I know. But at least you are sitting in Bhagavatam class, you have an improvement mentality. Slow but steady wins the race. Keep it up. All right? So, one cannot conquer even four basic problems of life. So, Prabhupada is applying to the devotees. Some may argue that even devotees have to undergo many distresses in executing austerities and penances connected with devotional service. Of course, for the neophyte, the routine of devotional service may be very painful, but at least they have to hope that they will ultimately be able to avoid all kinds of distresses and achieve the highest perfectional stage of happiness. We need to create examples. It's not, that's why we need to associate with the senior devotees. They are called senior devotees. That who are risking all these tribulations, even performing devotional service. They are risking their own comforts, but to please Guru and Krishna, we can't become envious of them. Otherwise, it will create disturbance in the society. We should never try to compete with our own God brothers. You'll be allowed to unleash your competitiveness if it is properly purified in Golok Vrindavan. Okay? Become, go on Chandravali side. Then you'll be allowed. But restrain here. Because Krishna is not here. His holy name is here. And there is identity. But you can't... Why the holy name has so potency? Because you cannot... indulge with the holy name too much. You cannot become competitive to other holy name. At one time I told you, that when Krishna consciousness became popular in India, and especially after Srila Prabhupada came to Surat and such a welcome was there, so one person became jealous from that area. And he started some of his own thinking to become a popular movement through the mantra. It was not Mahamantra. He carved out a mantra, and he said he was putting advertisement in ordinary local newspaper to attract the innocent people and make them, you know, sunk to him. He carved out a mantra called Hare Soham, Hare Soham, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Mohan, Hare Mohan, 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 Hare. I never saw that advertisement after a few weeks. But there are envious people, you know, want to compete, you know. They have no foundation, they have no reference to context, and they have no approval, nothing. They think it's only intellectual titillation. So, it is applying to the devotees. And Prabhupada turns to the devotees, you know. We should aim by associating with the senior devotees, we should aim how they are enthusiastic, how are they enthusing others, how are they applying even though they go through a lot of troubles. That is the kind of appreciation and observation is then applied. You should observe, you should associate. What do we do in association? Simply talk few words of Krishna Katha and then enjoy prasadam. That is the association. No, the aim of the association is to imbibe the character of advanced devotees. That is the association required. Because it is going to help. It is nurturing. We have to ultimately absorb that within ourselves. It is going to help us. It's not blind in imitation. And there are people who think themselves there are, you know, senior by position. One of my disabled disciple, very well educated, masters, and she's trying to teach kids in the wheelchair only. She has multiple muscular dystrophy syndrome and has very painful. So now she is feeling better, but she was introvertly, you know, inclined. And she opens up her heart in front of me. Fine. So somehow or another, she was putting herself in the Facebook, and I'm not there in the face because I always considered I don't have a face. Why should I join Facebook? But nonetheless, my disciples have created a Facebook page for me, and I never open up there. So she wrote a poem, something related to the jealousy, and that devotee wrote, "Oh, looks like this is Sahajiya form." Then she immediately questioned me, "Maharaj, am I turning into a Sahajiya?" I told her, she has not read your other poems. Why should you think? Then I remember, I told her the incident that really happened in Vrindavan. When Mirabai, she was writing all her heartfelt songs of separation from Krishna. All right? She never had any previous education of whatnot. Neither she is coming from a bona fide sampradaya. Koi Raidas was his guru. But her association was with Mayavadi impersonalists, the sadhu who are simply walking and going to just place of pilgrimage. But we never heard any talks between them or what kind of discussion they are doing. So she wanted to come to Vrindavan. And at that time, our acharya was Rupa Goswami. Somebody says Jiva Goswami time she came, but it's speculation anyway. Now, she was popular in the society, so Rupa Goswami must have known her popularity, but she is writing all of her service attitude in separation. Now, the separation should be the highest climax according to our Vaishnava Tantra. Highest climax. And serving in that mood is keeping us so close to Krishna. But then, when she wanted to meet the Acharya in Vrindavan, they say, oh, Rupa Goswami told that he doesn't see face of a woman, and, you know. And in response, she retorted, this is a hearsay, she retorted, oh, I know only one Purusha in Vrindavan, and that is Krishna. Where is this second one coming? And people make a joke out of it. Now, if it is really joke according to the people, how come Rupa Goswami invited her and taught her about chanting Hare Krishna, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu just left, and she was not that lucky, but she will get him through this holy name. And she got a click, and she composed that famous song, Ab to Hari Naam Lo Lagi. Can you imagine so-called popularity? And that is the last song that you will ever receive if you go through chronology, if somebody has maintained. There is nothing more to be heard. And she glorifies Chaitanya Mahaprabhu like anything. Where did that viraha, the separation and all that crying and service attitude disappear? What should come first and what should come last? We are taught to chant Hare Krishna first. Then with the pure chanting, we'll be able to develop, and the highest ecstasy of love of God is experienced in separation with Krishna, just like gopis did it. Mayavadis always do other way around. Okay? So she got her lesson. People do not know, but this is a fact. Otherwise, how could Mirabai write this song? People are writing in the name of Mirabai so many songs. Even in Bengali, from Bangladesh, Mirabai bhajan comes. But we have to see the authenticity. If it is devoid of the principle, then we do not accept it bona fide. But we will love to sing the glorification of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in name of Mirabai. Because there it is a puzzle that why did Krishna shaved up? He was showing the glories of glorious garment called Pitambar, and instead of he ended up wearing a kopin. But now that is a question. It means whatever she knew Krishna, why he came just to distribute the holy name. So she concludes that now I got the real taste. Ab to harinam, low means deep taste, real taste, that you will never stop chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki, anybody has any question? Yeah, I know, he's the first one. Go ahead. It's a concoction. Don't try to make a meaning out of it. You know, we do not make a meaning out of anything. We go by meaning given to us through the parampara. We are not speculators, but it can immediately say, by verbatim, so aham means I am Krishna. But then why he is putting Mohan there? There are another Mayavati. You come to Vrindavan, right? And just before our Prabhupada's gate, there are big Hanuman and Ganesh Murthy is there. The guy who is the, the proprietor of the temple, you know, he is a Mahamandaleshwar, made up of something like that. They had a fight, somebody asked him, our devotee, why there are, you have put Radha Krishna here, the main deities, and we do not see any aarti, a regular Mangalarti or anything going on. He said, oh, what can we do? You know we are soham. We do not need to worship, but our followers are such fools, they want to donate us. So we said, okay, we will put in your name. You come and worship. There are no regular worships, nothing. This is simply because I pass every day and I fold my hand to the deities because it can be seen from the road. That's about it. But we can't make a meaning out of these things. These guys expose themselves. It is not our belief. We are Brahman ourselves. These are statues. Most of our followers are so foolish, they do not know. But they want to give us. And they want to make us temple. So we hire some pujari. But for ourselves, we are soham. Rudra, Lord Shiva, has right to say soham. Most of the Mayavadis are worshippers of Lord Shiva. Because he is directly transformation from Krishna, so he can relate. Even Jiva Goswami cites from Vaishnavi Tantra about Durga telling, I am Radha. And our Goswami is approving. Yes. Because Your transformation was from Radharani. They are pure devotees, otherwise why should we call her Narayani even? They are pure devotees. But to recognize devotional service, to recognize a pure devotee is very rare. And because of rarity, you can't turn out yourself into a Ritvik and say, because there are no pure devotees, we do not want to follow. Only Prabhupada is pure devotee. But they do not cultivate humility of Prabhupada. Who is openly telling, I may not be perfect, but the path I follow is... Now, who is better? The Ritviks are better or Prabhupada is better? So, forget Soham. Any other question?
You have another school of thought where they are saying the same Maha Mantra the other way around. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama,
yes.
Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Now, I don't know the logic of why they do that, but they say that...
No, the logic is... Logic is written. You find this Mahamantra starting from Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. In Guruvayur they chant all the time. But it is written in Kalisantarani Upanishad, which is part of Yajurveda. And it is for all the Kali Yugas. But for this special Kali Yuga, which is happening only one time when Lord Krishna appears, so similarly Lord Chaitanya also came. And because the Supreme Personality of Godhead has to be spelled out, that here is Krishna. Ishvaraha Parama Krishna, Satchidananda Vigraha, Anadir Adir Govinda, Sarvakarana Karana. Through Brahma's teachings, we approve it. And therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, even though he was in contact with Ramanuja Sampradaya, he accepted the Madhva Sampradaya and took initiation, Harinam initiation from Ishwarpuri and that Sampradaya. But sannyas, it is a trick. To trick Mayavadis. So we follow in that footstep by the mercy of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj. So why did Chaitanya Mahaprabhu say other way around? After all, he is Rama. He is Rama. Means the reservoir of the reservoir of all pleasure. Okay? Rama. Ramanti yoginah satyanande chinadne. Prabhupada gives the explanation for this. So, the Rama Tattva is in Krishna. Rama Tattva is in Krishna. And it has to be fully exposed. But the pleasure Tattva was never exposed in the character of Lord Ramachandra. And yet we are to believe through the potency when Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur explains that when Lord Rama exiled Mother Sita out of simple comment of a Shudra, washerman, to his wife. What is eternal truth that has to be exposed? But the pleasure aspect has not to be exposed. Therefore, Sita Devi agreed to act in such a way. She is Ladini Potensi. And Ahladini Potensi means for pleasure potency. How come she becomes victim for so-called distress? All the activities in Ramayana, they have been conducted by the agency of Ladini Potency. If Ladini Potency, like Radharani, she can expose both pleasure as well as painful aspect. Sita chose majority of the painful aspect to make us understand that life is miserable. Better control. Otherwise, there are so many Ravanas are there. And those who profess to be Sita, they are mistaken Sitas. They can't be so self-righteous to claim themselves, because they are also subjected to the three modes of material nature. In Kali Yuga, they can be easily degraded, and they are degrading. But when we try to understand through the commentaries of our predecessor Acharya, they point out that these activities of Lord Ramchandra to behave like a henpecked husband when somebody stole his wife and he's searching like a madman, crying for it, these are the enactments of Ladini Potency. How much intensified love is exhibited. And love is for pleasure, not for pain. So how would you reconcile that? So chanting Hare Ram is shastrically approved. So they can chant. But when we go and chant Hare Krishna, they also join us. Yeah. They also join us. And they allow us to lead the kirtan. But they are Mayavadis. So there is no much more explanation required to them. And how Krishna is so tricky that he is getting service from Mayavadis. It's as good as the Sabaras were worshipping Nilamadhav. And Ramanuja wanted to go and chastise them, to teach them a real process of bhakti. And he went from Srirangam to all the way to Jagannath Puri, and he took rest there, and next day he was supposed to go, but he was kicked out by Lord Jagannath with angry mood. Why did you come here? Who told you to come here? Boop, go. So he flew all the way and fell and Srirangam back. Krishna is tricky. We should not be tricky. We should accept our reasoning to be of a highest understanding. And read the commentary of predecessor Acharyas. They explain. You read from, this is from 9th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. Prabhupada writes the purport, you know. That's the way we have to understand. So Rama Tattva is Krishna. So in etymology of the word Krishna, kru means all supported, all attractive element, na means all pleasurable element. While the letters of Rama, there on a numerological understanding is that that what value it is. Otherwise, why would the glorification in the Mahatmyam of Vishnu Sahasranam, we chant every day, the Sahasranama Tattulyam Rama Nama Varanane, Rama Rama Rame Ti Rame Rame Manorame, Sahasranama Tattulyam Rama Nama Varanane. Means one name of Rama is equal to 1,000 names of Lord Vishnu. But one name of Krishna is equal to three names of Rama, is equal to 3,000 names of Vishnu. Now what should we chant? First, this is explained in Harinam Chintamani. So we should try to understand in that mood that will keep our guidelines in order to progress and imbibe. All right? Got the answer? Why not? But they will get only liberation, not love of Godhead. Otherwise, why it was meant for Kali Yugas especially, chanting of the holy name? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to give you additional benefit, that is the most important benefit of love of Godhead, is achieved through chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra, not Hare Ram Mahamantra. I can see Mayavad is chanting Hare Ram Mahamantra, but we do not see any liberation. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said when he traveled through South India and came back to Jagannath Puri, he said, I haven't met any pure devotee in my travels in South India. What does he want to indicate that? Most of the Ramanujis, why do they do archana only? Archana is the main process. Archanam, that is the second process. Archanam, vandanam, pujanam, archanam, vandanam. These are the three middle processes that is centered around the temple only. Temple worshippers who offer archana. In order, and what is their archana? To live a pious life like the Lord in the in spiritual world. But they say, yes, we'll do the Brahmotsavam or what they call marriage ceremony of Lakshmi Narayan every day. Every day they are getting married so many times as many customers are there. They offer archana, they offer this, right? What do you call that? In Brahmotsavam also they do at grand level. But daily level of worship and get them married every time. What do you call that? If you do that, oh, archana, what is the name of that archana? Anybody know? There are so many sadhana. You must have done there. In Balaji temple. Even they were doing in Pittsburgh. It means their married life will become happy. Their entire target is material, not spiritual. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw that people are quarreling between Ram and Krishna. They say Ram is only Ramchandra, and there is no other Rama. But Rama word itself is indicating the Lord's nature as the reservoir of all pleasure. And the yogis, Ramanti yoginah satyanande chidatmaniti rama padenasho parabrahma abhidhiyate. That is Supreme Absolute Truth, Personality of Godhead. Lord Krishna's name is all a reservoir of all pleasure. Right? And yogis seek to achieve that pleasure by meditation. That is called Rama. So we have Parshuram, we have Balaram, we have Nityananda Ram. We have so many Ramas. Is anybody enjoying the mood of Lord Nityananda Ram? How many devotees have the name Nityananda Ram? I gave one. Oh, here is Nityananda. But even Nityananda, are you living happily, Nitya Ananda? We have a meaningful approach because it will be worth investing in our life and our spiritual practices. So we'll be ever happy. No more pain, no more trouble, no more anxieties. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. So we'll just take about another couple of minutes of all of you. So most of you know Maharaj is here, especially in Melbourne, for a not only for preaching for a particular project. So Maharaj has been doing an audio project in terms of producing many audio albums. So far Maharaj has produced 3 albums.
Four.
The fourth is going to be released today.
Oh.
Hey, that's right. So, Mayapur Mellows, Parampara Mellows, and Mahamantra Mellows. This project is especially has been done for as a fundraiser for Temple of Vedic Planetarium, because Maharaj made a commitment for five years ago that I will donate 7 lakhs every year. Now that has gone up actually. That's what Maharaj is informed me. So Maharaj is very enthused to, he was just told us this project. Then from Melbourne, we come up with this project of doing this audio, because one of the suggestions, I think Yamalalila Mataji said about 5 years ago, telling that when Maharaj did the bhajan sandhya, she said, Prabhu, you need to capture this voice. And you can imagine, Maharaj is 75 years already. So today is a very special occasion of launching or releasing the fourth CD, which is called Vaishnava Mellows. So it's been the series of Mellows. The speciality of this is made in Melbourne and made for Melbourne and distributed all over the world. You find many familiar names like Vasapriya Mataji, Yamuna Sundari Mataji, Jagannatharam Prabhu, Dvija Pitambar, and many more you'll find in this, because they are the people who are contributing in this. And Maharaj is here only for 3 days and is a very special occasion to have Srimad Bhagavatam the rest of the 3 days Maharaj in studios and with the artists. So, without much delay.
Let me tell one story. Radha Vallabh Prabhu, he is working for TOVP, right? He approached me less than a month back. Month and a half back. And he brought on the line Braj Vilas Prabhu, the fundraiser. I said, Maharaj, there is an opportunity. I said, for what? That if you increase your pledge up to this level, which is coming to about 71 lakhs of rupees, I said, there's no big deal. We can do it. And it increased up to now 71 lakh. And somehow or another, I was just coming from USA, so I had some money. I said, come and get it. So I have only the regular payment of 6.5 to give for 3 years more. But the chanting will go on if it, you know, devotees would approve. Otherwise, we will stop it. No problem. I don't know. As one of my god brother, GBC disciple of Srila Prabhupada, a few years back, inspired me. He said, Maharaj, I just got a silver coin. I said, wow, how much is that? He said, 6.5 lakhs. This can do. Yeah, I can do too, you know. But then I committed for all the rest of the years, which means at least 7 or 8 installments. And then we started, and the project came into existence, and we were able to pay it off more. But it's not only Mayapur it is going. Now the things are expanding. More older you become, more service is available. So I'm ending up now looking into the Fiji project is over, almost over. And of course, there is a cow protection program we embarked on. Somebody gave us 3.5 acre land in another island, and so there are snakes there. But they are harmless snakes. I can show you the photograph. An 8-foot-long snake, you know. I said, wow, in Fiji, there are no snakes, but mainland there are no snakes. They said Kali ate everyone. But somehow some escaped to another island where Kali doesn't go. So the cow project is there, and but it will go on. It doesn't require, because the locals are 50 years behind, and they know the technique to survive. If Indians, they may not be that rich there, but it is easy to work with them, and they are very, strong to go in the field and work out. That reminds me that old India, 50 years behind, is pretty good, enjoyable. That's why I made my second home in Fiji. And the third home is in Kerala. I'll be going directly from there, because I have to repair, there is a garage there, I have to repair the body. So anyway, the point is that we have to remain active. Krishna will give a lot of opportunities to serve him. I don't want to tell you, but some responsibilities coming in Austin, Texas. One temple is coming up, and they put me as one of the trustees there, and another in the most desirable place where the Disney World is existing. We have to make land of Krishna. That is also in Orlando, Florida, the original home of sense gratification. For the kids, when you come there, I will take you myself to Disneyland also, don't worry. So here it is now. It's coming in two forms, CD and USB. Yeah.